And good morning, Bruce.
And good morning, Cora. Good morning, listeners. Wonderful to have your company here for our regular Community Conversations program. It's hard to believe, but it is 7 weeks until Christmas Eve today. 7 whole weeks. Wow. It's November the 5th, which means we are, in some parts of the world at least, I heard some firecrackers going last night, celebrating Guy Fawkes Day. And for the younger listeners, Guy Fawkes was a gentleman in 1605 who attempted to blow up the British Parliament, the House of Lords. Guido Fawkes was his real name, and he was caught trying to blow up the Houses of Parliament with some gunpowder, and it's been celebrated ever since with firecrackers and all those fun things that I grew up with. In honour of that, we're going to have, in a little while, we're going to have Katy Perry with her song Fireworks, so hang in there for that. This morning, we are trialling something a little different. We'd love your feedback on the format this morning. We have entitled our special program, From COVID to Christmas. From COVID to Christmas. And we have a cohort of champions here on Zoom for us this morning to lead in that conversation. And we've been really looking forward to it. It's going to be challenging because how do we capture all things COVID and all things Christmas and the journey in between? It's been tough, hasn't it? We've been locked down for a long time. I don't know about you, but us Victorians are pretty annoyed at some of the media who are suggesting we've only been locked down for 3 months. By my reckoning, it's nearer 7 months with a little bit of a break in the middle. And on top of that, of course, those of us who live in the Yarra Valley, we're not in metro either, and so we've been frustrated with that. And so it's been tough. And I don't know about you, but I had my first coffee sitting in a coffee shop this last week. It was kind of surreal. Anyway, we'll come back to that. So let's see if we've got our cohort of champions here on the line. I'll quickly introduce them to you, and then we're going to open it up for a conversation. And our topic, as I've just mentioned, is From COVID to Christmas. So there you go. So in no particular order, Alison Gommers is the Executive Officer of HICI. And welcome, Alison.
Good morning.
Wonderful to have you with us. And we can hear you nice and clearly there on Zoom. That's great. And Olga Taylor. Hello, Olga.
Good morning.
Olga is one of the amazing volunteers at HICI. She does everything from driving people to appointments to supporting people on reception and a whole lot of other things. We'll find out more about that in a little while. We have the amazing Lewis Williams. Won't be as well known to some of you in the Yarra Valley because he's zooming in all the way from Castle Hill this morning in New South Wales. Hi, Lewis.
Morning, Bruce.
Wonderful to have you with us because you're going to bring some different insights to us. Not being in Victoria and the amazing work you're doing at the moment to support rural communities, farmers and people who have not just had COVID, but have had multiple other disasters to face, Lewis. So we'll tie that in as well. And then finally, for our cohort of champions, the amazing Kath Ganaway. Hi, Kath.
Hello, Bruce. Hello, everyone.
Wonderful to have you with us, Kath. And Kath, well, I can only begin to say Kath is one of those amazing community volunteers who makes things happen, who makes connections, who supports all sorts of people via Community Bank, via other groups that she's involved with. So I can't think of anyone better to complete our cohort of champions. So there we go. We have our panel for this morning, our title, From COVID to Christmas. And where shall we start? Well, I've already said that I get frustrated hearing that we've only been locked down for 115 days or something. That seems a bit unfair. Let's go to you, Kath. It's been a lot longer than that, hasn't it?
It certainly seems like a lot longer, Bruce. It's been quite intense for that period of time. But before that, I think people really embraced the idea that we needed to be careful and we needed to follow the rules. And I think it's paid off. But, yes, it has been quite a long time.
And I think we're on our fifth day of zeros here, Lewis. For us Victorians, we're kind of proud of that because we've been copping a fair bit of flack from other states. Do you think we've done okay, Lewis?
I think you've done very well, Bruce. When I heard the 14-day average of 5 that Daniel Andrews spoke about back in August, when I don't know what the number was, it was a lot more than that, and I thought, wow, that's a really ambitious target. But no, you've done extremely well, and we're really happy that our border with you will open soon.
Yes, I think the 23rd of November was mentioned.
Yeah, 23rd of November.
Exactly. Well, there you go. So, Alison, we are going to, after this next song, we're going to hear how Hickey have coped as an organisation with the increased demands from the community. There are many people who are doing it very tough. We've heard about that from the budget. We've seen it. We've got youth unemployment sitting at over 14%. We've got some sections of the community that are doing it really tough, aren't they, Alison?
They are. We'd like to hear from them, and we're happy to. We're stocked up. We've had a lot of support from not only local people, local organisations, and also the Commonwealth have given us additional funding to help people. So we encourage people to give us a call and come in and see how best we can help them. And we're all in this together, as they say, so we're here to help.
Terrific, terrific. And we're going to do just that because I know, Olga, that Hickey are doing things a little differently this year because of the restrictions and you know, that we can't all get together for Christmas lunch and things like that. So we're going to ask Alison and Olga to kick off the next section. Just talk about how is Hickey doing things differently to support people. But let's, in honour of the 5th of November, Guy Fawkes Day, let's hear Katy Perry and Firework.
Plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again. Do you ever feel this so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under screens, but no one seems to hear a thing? Do you know that there's still a chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you, you just gotta ignite the light and let it shine just on the night, like the 4th of July. 'Cause baby you're a firework. Come on, show them what you work. Make them go as you shoot across the sky. After a hurricane comes a rainbow, maybe a reason why all the doors are closed, so you could open one that leads you to the perfect road. Like a lightning bolt, your heart will glow, and when it's time you know, you just gotta ignite the light and live. The sky, baby.
And that was Katy Perry with Fireworks in honour of the 5th of November. Guy Fawkes Day, for those of you that haven't caught up with that or just getting out of bed or something or other. Wow, 7 weeks today until Christmas Eve. And in light of that, I've brought together this morning a cohort of champions to talk about from COVID to Christmas. And we're starting off at the COVID end and we're going to end up at Christmas end before the 10 o'clock news. So I have the amazing Alison Gommers, Olga Taylor, Kath Ganaway, Lewis Williams here on Zoom. And I'm going to throw all sorts of questions at them in a moment about COVID and what it's been like. Someone told me that there are a lot of parallels between 2020 and 1930, which was, of course, the Great Depression following the Wall Street collapse of 1929. I'm told that people who were born around 1900, by the First World War, they would have been 14 years old, 18 at the end of the war. Then they had to live through the Spanish flu, which claimed more lives than World War One. Then along came Wall Street collapse, then the Depression of the 1930s, followed by the Second World War, 1939 to 45. So by the time you were 45 years of age, having been born in 1900, I reckon you'd led a pretty tough time. You've heard those figures, haven't you, Kath? I think it might have been you that actually shared that with me.
It was definitely a tough time to be introduced into the world, but I think that there's a bit of a danger in comparing those things to the current situation, because I've seen something saying, you know, look what our parents went through, but I think each person's experience is real to them, and there's a danger of diminishing their experience if we compare too much. I think it's great to recognise it, but perhaps not make those comparisons too broadly.
And of course, that's a great segue, Kath, to say that there are parts of the community, there are sections of community that do it much tougher than others, by circumstances or by pre-existing pressures and relationships and so on. And Alison, I'm just wondering whether you would share with us, who do you think from your experience as the executive officer at HICI, which are the groups in the community that, you know, perhaps this is toughest for? This 7 months lockdown's been the toughest for them.
I guess primarily there's a lot of elderly people living in isolation. So, and they've been doing it really tough because they don't have access to Zoom or iPhones or iPads, and they're not with their families. And I think that's been really sad and hard for those people, so lonely for those people. Mm. And then there's the families that have been travelling okay before, and then they're suddenly becoming teachers in their own home and having children constantly, which can create extra tension, as well as whether there's monetary, financial issues. So lots of impacts on families that would have been travelling okay otherwise. Mm. Not having that family support has been a big thing. And there's other people that it's just the mental health is coming to the fore, I think, now that it's been tough for people in different ways, although there has been some very happy, good things also. But generally it's been – and such a uncertainty, I think, has been really difficult for people.
Olga, you sit on the desk at reception. You take the calls. You handle the inquiries. What are the sorts of questions, cries for help, if you like, that you commonly get from people at the moment?
With COVID, it's been a lot quieter. We haven't been volunteering as much. The staff and the board decided that it was a bit difficult with the social distancing in the office. So I think the permanent staff have been handling a lot of the issues over the strict COVID lockdown. But we generally, over reception, we get inquiries for appointments to see the emergency relief manager to get financial relief. And we also get people coming in to our existing clients can come in any time and get a food parcel because we have a pantry that's stocked. So we can give them food whenever they require food, if it's just a top-up of food in between when they get any financial assistance. So they're the main things we get, inquiries about appointments. Sometimes inquiries regarding accommodation, people are in accommodation distress, and, food and financial assistance mainly,
Fantastic. Lewis, you've been doing some work with rural communities, with farmers, helping them with deferral of bank loans and mortgages and helping them navigate at a time where they're under pressure, not just because of COVID, but because of droughts and bushfires in some cases and that. What's that been like?
Well, it's been an eye-opener for me, Bruce, because as a city boy and not having done much rural lending in my career, it's been really eye-opening. I think what I would say, there's a lot of positivity there at the moment, and I should say most of the cohort is in New South Wales, so there's been good rain over the winter and in the spring. So coming into the Christmas period, I would say there's a more optimistic feel among the group than there was sort of last year and sort of 2 years before. But when you hear some of the stories, Bruce, around, you know, crops just not failing and one season gone, you know, zero revenue. And even now in Queensland with hail damage, they've had a really good rain, the crop's looking good, and then a hailstorm comes through.
And they lose 50% of their crop overnight or something.
And you hear those stories and your heart just bleeds because through no fault of their own, a bit like with COVID, people lost their jobs, no fault of their own, and just this feeling of utter helplessness, you know, and it's a very hard place to start.
One of the hallmarks I've been wrestling with, what is it that we'll take out of COVID, both as Kath is suggesting, some positives as well, but what is it that we'll take out of COVID going forth in the next 7 weeks to Christmas and so on? I mean, there's been this reference to FOGO, F-O-G-O, fear of going out, as being something that is very real for people, and that coupled with the uncertainty of where do I stand with relationships? I haven't seen this person for 3 months. My family, we haven't been able to get together and so on. Just open it up for any of you. What do you see as the toughest things that are going to have to carry forward, you know, in terms of that sort of fear and uncertainty?
I mean, I might start, if that's all right, Bruce. I think for a lot of people, I mean, Christmas is a stressful time for a lot of people anyway, for a number of reasons. And I think this year the financial impact that a lot of people have felt through, you know, job loss, I think will be very, very apparent, you know, that, you know, can I get presents for everyone? I think that will be a massive issue this year. And the fear of going out is interesting because I maybe take a slightly more positive view of that in that it might slow people down a little because December is normally crazy and frantic and that stress goes up because of that. Have I done everything? I get to the 23rd, I'm still not ready. Whereas this year, a lot of those parties and things that you normally get invited to may not be on for very good reason. So it's how you use that time to maybe reflect and actually go back to the reasons why we're getting together at Christmas is to be grateful for, you know, the year that was. So I'm trying to look at it that way. I don't know what other people think.
What are your thoughts, Kath?
Bruce, I thoroughly agree. I think Bob and I ventured down to Lilydale for the first time a couple of days ago, and I felt quite stressed about it. You know, it seemed like it was something I could do without. So we've made a conscious decision. I mean, we tend up here to just travel out whenever we need something. You know, you need a photo at Officeworks, you go down to Lilydale, you travel all over the place. But we've made a conscious decision to be more careful with travelling and being more organised. From a point of view in particular of just resources that we use doing all that stuff, you know, and also the stress and the time that you waste going here, there and everywhere. So I think a lot of people are perhaps feeling that way as well.
And your thoughts, Olga?
Yes, well, I think out here, my husband and I felt very fortunate to be, I guess you'd call it a semi-rural area. So we have a bit of space around us. So it's not, I really feel for the people that are, you know, that have been locked down in small spaces in the city. So out here it's actually not as bad. And, we've decided to sort of take it a bit more slowly too in terms of, you know, you've seen on the media a lot of people sort of rushing out everywhere to go to cafes and that sort of thing. Well, we've kind of decided to take it a bit more slowly. But we do want to, we have decided that we want to support the local businesses. So when we feel ready, we'll start sort of going out and having some meals to actually support the local businesses, because we know how that's been really tough on them.
It has, so, and we'll come back to that, Olga. That's a really good point. And Karen Fox, if you're listening, I know last week you were championing the need to buy local and support local businesses, and nothing could be truer at this time. We're going to have another song, which is looking like Culture Club, I Just Want to Be Loved.
Take a picture of tonight and keep it by your heart. Love has left its memories, there's no better way to part. I will find another love, someone who won't bring me down. How you tried to level me, but you never stood your ground. Fortunately, I got a wise this time. Fortunately, I got me on my mind. Oh, I just wanna be loved. Take a piece of dignity and use it in your life. Even though you hurt me, I still want you to survive. Love was never special, we were never down. You will always have someone to bring you home the crown. Fortunately, I got a wife this time. Fortunately, I got me on my mind. Oh, I just wanna be loved. Don't wanna fight you, baby, but I'm much too proud to say it now. I just wanna be loved. Don't wanna beg you, baby, but I'm
And you're listening to Community Conversations here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1. I'm Bruce Argyle, and my cohort of champions panel that I have assembled on Zoom this morning is Alison Gommers and Olga Taylor from Hickey, Kath Ganaway, Lewis Williams, and of course we have our amazing producer Cora Zon here with us as well. Lots of things happening around the Yarra Valley at the moment. Of course, we have Art Journal this morning with Luke Sinclair and Nick Henderson from Canberra zooming in for Art Journal after 11 o'clock news. Those of you who like to plan a little further ahead, it's Open Gardens at Waratina Lavender Farm on the 5th and 6th of December. Anne-Marie Manders, we'd love to hear more about that. And for those of you who are planning further along, 7 weeks today until Christmas Eve, and hence the name of our panel this morning, the COVID to Christmas special. There you go. So we were just talking about Hickey, and off air we were just saying that there are an amazing range of supports and goodies and all sorts of things, Alison, that are available for people, and that we shouldn't be scared to put our hand up and say, hey, we're doing it tough at the moment, how about a little bit of help? Alison, what can people take advantage of at the moment from Hickey?
Just we're stocked up. We've been very quiet for over the last few months, so we've had so much support locally and statewide and from the Commonwealth. So we are stocked up. So please don't be hesitant about coming in. Hickey's here to help. So, and these are unprecedented times, as we all know. So don't be shy in giving us a call and ringing up. And it might be just we're able to refer you to different, like, access to assistance with electricity bills or whatever. So it may not actually be Hickey that's providing the material aid. We can refer you to other services that we've all paid our taxes for. So yeah, so give us a ring and come in and talk to us. We are still doing Christmas this year, but it's going to be a little bit different. In the past we've had our toy shop, which has been lots of fun, but we can't do that this year. So instead we'll be offering vouchers to Kmart for the families that are registered with us, and that's for children 0 to 16. So from now on, you can just ring us up and make a time and order your vouchers, and then you will have the opportunity to go and order online or pop down yourself and pick something out for your children that you know they will love.
That's fantastic, Alison. So very, very flexible then, isn't it?
Yeah, so we still want it to happen, and I guess that's the other thing. We've had limited supplies of items, so then you actually get to choose what you know your children would like.
You better give us your phone number, Alison, because I haven't written it down here. I'm sorry.
Yep. It's 5911 6000. So give us a call. We're here Monday to Friday, 9 till 12, 1 till 3:30. We're also with our hampers that we've done. We've had our representative churches have donated items for a Christmas hamper, so plum pudding, things like that. So that's tricky again this year. So, again, we're doing vouchers for Coles, so people can actually go and purchase their items to have something a bit special to celebrate Christmas in a nice way. So, yeah, so that's it. Yeah, so you can just give us a call and register a collection time.
Fantastic. If you missed that number, that was 5911 6000, and that's mornings and afternoons, isn't it, Alison?
That's right, yeah. So, so we just do need people to actually register with Hickey and that you need to live in Healesville, Yarra Glen and surrounding areas. So please give us a call and just have a chat how we can help. That's what we're here for. So please, I encourage you to come in.
That's news, a wonderful offer. Kath, why do people perhaps hesitate to ask for help when they need it? Does that happen?
Bruce, I think it gets back to just they don't like to see themselves as what we used to perhaps call a charity case. And I was interested with Lewis's comment about the farmers and no fault of their own. And I think what the pandemic and the fact that the federal government has recognised that people cannot live on such a small amount of newstart or those other things by upping it to a reasonable amount. And I think they then said, well, this is no fault of your own. And that meant, to me, that sort of goes back to, well, was it the fault of these people in the first place that they're having to rely on government support? But I think that there is still a stigma attached to that, and I just perhaps urge people to look at it from a point of view, as someone said to me, that it's a that it can be a humbling experience as well. You know, you don't have so if you need help, what the general community, what everyone in the community would want, was that people get the help that they need and don't feel stigmatised by it.
Yes.
So I was wondering on that score, Alison, the community also, you know, the general community love to help. So is there anything we can, that everyone can do now to support you with the Christmas, the changes you've made to Christmas?
Yeah. Just if we're, because we're not doing the toy shop over many years, people have donated. They save up throughout the year, toys, purchase toys, books, things like that, and then come in. And it goes from the child that's purchased something with their pocket money, bringing it in, to you know, more bigger gifts or more expensive gifts. But, you know, they all mean equally, you know, as much. But this year, because we can't do the toys, if people have got toys already, we can certainly pass them on. But if people would like to support Hickey, if they could perhaps provide monetary donations or vouchers even that we can pass on, so if possible. But also throughout the year, that, you know, the lemons and the tomatoes are just as much appreciated as well, and it's that sense of community that people can share what they have with everyone in the community, which is really important.
Yeah, that's fantastic, Alison. Wonderful, wonderful work. You and your staff team, and, well, I think you've got about 120 volunteers from memory that are helping out. Amazing work. Well done all. You are listening right now to a cohort of champions, Alison, Olga, Kath and Lewis, and we're talking COVID to Christmas. We've done the COVID bit, so let's talk about what does the next 7 weeks look like leading up to Christmas. But first of all, Lewis, we've got Fleetwood Mac Don't Stop here. I think there was a little bit of history there that might relate to the US elections. Is that right?
Yes, there is, Bruce, and I'm not showing any colours here whatsoever.
Yes, we're very apolitical here on Community Radio.
Apolitical. Bill Clinton, in his campaign in 92, adopted this song as his, you know, slogan, if you like, you know, don't stop thinking about tomorrow. A very optimistic song, so it might be a good time to play that one, Bruce.
There you go.
Open your eyes, look at the day. You'll see.
And we have our cohort of champions here this morning talking about COVID to Christmas. And I have Alison, Olga, Kath and Lewis. And the question I'd like to throw to our panel is how is the lead up to Christmas this year going to be different from last year or 10 years ago? What is it coming out of COVID and other disasters and challenges that is going to see us leading up to Christmas in a different way? I'll open that up to the panel generally. Any particular thoughts as we journey along the next 7 weeks from anyone?
Well, Bruce, I might mention from a New South Wales point of view, because I guess the perception may be in Victoria that things are free and easy in New South Wales, and obviously they are somewhat freer, but there are still, you know, a large number of people that are still quite concerned, and we have learnt the lessons of others that we don't want to get too sort of carried away. So Christmas gatherings are still limited to 20 people, so larger families will have to work a way around how they're going to deal with that.
Have to have a rostered lunch or something,
maybe,
Lewis.
Over a few days. But I think people are thinking about where they're going to spend their money this year, because I've noticed, you know, there's been a real focus on spending local or supporting local businesses and even, you know, regional businesses that do great things that you don't always buy, you know, produce and gifts from. So I think people will turn their mind more towards that. I hope that's what happens up here.
Fantastic. Yeah. Do you think the overarching feeling will be one of relief and positivity going forward, Alison? Do you think people will be viewing the next few weeks in a positive way?
I think there's been a big change with the pulling back of the restrictions, and even just to drive through town, it's so nice just to see people sitting having a coffee. It makes you feel much brighter, and just that they're actually out supporting local business. So I think that's really important, and that comes back to being part of a community to support each other and support local and keep things ticking over.
Mm.
I think people like Lewis mentioned about will just be thinking, well, you know, some people we haven't seen for so long, particularly family, how nice is that going to be when we do get to meet again through the lead up to Christmas? So those things will become more special than perhaps they were in previous years.
Fantastic. And Kath, you were sharing off air an example of business and community working together.
Yeah, I think, Bruce, through the Community Bank, which you and I are both involved with, we've just seen such a building of generosity. Like we've sponsored a number of events throughout the year. When I contacted the people to ask about those sponsorships, their reply was, anything you can do to support local business, don't worry about our sponsorships this year. So one of the things we were able to do is to support Hickey and also My Little Kitchen through providing paying for 100 meals. And that's that cycle of, you know, going round, making sure that every dollar you spend benefits in a big way. So I support Lewis and Alison. Perhaps this year, vouchers for people, for restaurants or shops. We've got some fabulous shops in Healesville and throughout the Yarra Valley. So wherever this is being heard, your own local community really needs your support, and it's just a great way to do it.
Mm. Thank you, Kath. And Olga, what about for you? You've been a long-term volunteer at Hickey. Do you think that the work, the groups, the individuals that you're supporting this year is going to be significantly different to previous years?
I think in terms of the local businesses, I think they've a lot of them, what I've noticed anyway, is that people have worked really creatively to both help the community and help themselves maintain their businesses. So I think there's going to be lots of changes in the way people do things generally, and some of the changes I think that have come about through COVID, I think they're going to continue. I think people have found benefits from them, and they're going to continue in the way they operate and the way they do things. And I think that's the same on a personal level as well. You know, we'll be thinking more about what we do, who we see, and how we go about it.
Yes, and to Kath and Lewis's point, perhaps appreciating some of those things that we may have taken for granted a little bit previously to that.
Absolutely, yeah.
We are rapidly running out of time. That's been a fantastic conversation. I'm going to go around the panel just to finish off, and I'd like you to each just in 20 seconds share a thought as we lead from COVID to Christmas. There we go. We'll start with you, Lewis. You're never stuck for words.
Oh, I am at the moment, Bruce. I think we are keen to see the end of 2020, but also cautious that a flick of the switch to 2021 may not fix everything, but at least hopefully there's some positive vibes around that.
Thank you, and thanks so much for being a part of the panel, Lewis.
You're welcome. Great to be here.
Alison, 20 seconds from yourself.
Just I'm so grateful to live in the Yarra Valley. I think we've been blessed to be here where we could have been stuck somewhere and isolated, and we can walk around here and just very lucky.
Thank you. Thank you, and thank you for being a part of our panel. Kath, thought from you?
I just urge people to think about excess and how we've been able to reflect on that and really think about what you're supporting this Christmas and what that means to the people around you, I guess, your family and the broader community.
Thank you. Thank you, Kath, and thanks for being a part of our panel this morning. And finally, to you, Olga, a thought?
Yeah, I over this whole time I've been really inspired by, on a positive note, what has come out in people. I think the way that they've done things, assisted community members, I just find it really inspiring. And, you know, people have found so many creative ways to be positive in such a, you know, an unprecedented situation.
Thanks so much. Thanks so much, Olga. And to all the panel, and if you've missed part of the COVID to Christmas cohort of champions conversation this morning, do you love that alliteration there? You can get that on our podcast on Yarra Valley FM 99.1. Thank you to Alison, Kath, Lewis and Olga for being a part of our panel this morning. On a practical note, if you want to support Hickey, please give them a call, 5911 6000. If you are able to donate a voucher or give them some support, or equally, if you know someone or you are someone who just needs a little bit of a lift up at the moment, give them a call. Thank you to our panel. Thank you for being a faithful listener this morning. If you're a new listener, thanks for joining the show. We'll be back same time next Thursday morning for Community Conversations.